data doesn't have to be intimate details about your health. It could be as simple as your clicking or shopping habits online, which get updated every time you surf the web. But how is this data used, and just who is using it? We're joined now by Richard Mortier. He works for the Computer Laboratory at the University of Cambridge, and he's been peering behind this curtain of digital tracking. Hi, Richard.
Hi.
Tell me, I'm someone, I love going online. I'm doing like my Facebook, my Twitter, my Ocado shop because I'm middle class, all this kind of thing. When is my behaviour being tracked? What sort of data are people tracking?
So a very common case, for example, is as you're browsing websites, you'll find that most websites, when you pull them to your browser and the browser shows them to you, are running pieces of code in the background. And those pieces of code are pulling other information in from other websites to show you advertising, maybe to send back analytics and statistics about who's doing things. And as you start to stitch together some of the sites that you visit, they'll be using many of the same ad tracking networks and the same systems. And so some of these systems are able to start stitching together a picture of where you visited on the web and what your interests are as a result. I think the concern is not so much that advertising is a bad thing, because clearly it can be a good thing, although it can have surprising side effects. So there's a well-known case of, I think, a teenager in America who was sent some advertising material from a supermarket chain called Target, and the material was to do with items that they wished her to buy that was to do with being pregnant. And her father didn't know she was pregnant, and so gave the supermarket manager apparently an earful about it, and had to apologise a few days later because it turned out that she was. So it became something of a surprise to them. So even with just simple advertising, it can sometimes be surprising what behaviour is revealed through this. And it's often revealed in a way that you can't control and you don't anticipate, you don't understand.
I mean, that's my next question. When I go online, say if people are going, OK, you've bought this, you've got that, it looks like you're going on holiday to Bradford, which is where I'm going soon. How long is this information stored for, and what sort of companies are we talking about storing it?
I think that's part of the problem, is that it's not entirely clear to the people who the information concerns. So information is typically going to be stored for a very long time. There's some evidence that, for example, you know, Facebook started showing you things in your timeline from several years previously, and in many people's cases this came as an unwelcome surprise. You know, they saw evidence of relationships that are long since finished, for example. It can be stored for a long time, and it can be shared and used in ways that are not always made obvious to you.
We're going to have a quick look at a website now. Now, I mean, what sort of things are we talking about here? Is there any way to find out who is looking at my data? Let's have a look. What we've got here, we've got a newspaper website.
So in this web browser, I've installed a couple of plugins that allow you to see some of these transactions taking place. So if, for example, I reload this web page, this is a popular Sunday newspaper.
Popular Sunday newspapers are available.
Indeed. We'll see some information popping up shortly on the right-hand side of the screen. So you can see the number of sites that are being blocked here.
Whoa, 36, 38,
I think now, 47, 60. So there's many, many sites are being contacted as a result of having loaded just this front page of this particular website.
Okay, this is just one page of a website, and we're up to 60 websites. Are these all just advertisers, just, you know, trying to get hold of my data?
Some of them will be advertising, some will be analytics, some might be, I can see there's a Facebook site in there, there's a Google page in there. So there's a variety of different companies that are being contacted, none of which was necessarily obvious to anybody just visiting this page.
And I've not heard of most of those companies. How can I stop them finding out about my stuff? I don't want all these unpronounceable companies looking at my data.
So you can do that by installing commonly you install things into browsers or you use private browsing modes and so on. It can become a little bit intrusive because you start to find that bits of the experience you expect on the web stop working when you start blocking all of this, for example. Another one, a plugin that's showing here, is showing the linkages between some of these advertising sites. So the fact that you go to two completely separate websites there, you visited two sites, it's telling me that it's been connected with 108 other sites as a result. And some of those sites are shared between the two sites I actually visited. So you can start to see some of the linkages that are created in this ecosystem.
Now, that could be concerning if you don't really want one website to know what another website thinks of you.
For example, yeah. I think it gets even worse when you start to throw other things in the mix. So some of the ability, for example, of Google with all the Gmail accounts that people have to scan the contents of your email and see some of that. If you're sending your Ocado online shopping receipts to a Gmail account, then all that information is in there as well. So there's a lot of information that you put out there. And without necessarily understanding the implications of all these different companies having access to some of it or being able to pull it together in different ways.
And is there anything that people can do? You've mentioned some blockers and things like that. If you don't want people to see what you're up to online or track your data?
There are certainly blockers out there that you can install into a number of the common browsers. I know some people have some colleagues, for example, who go to the extent of not having mobile phones so they can't be tracked because they believe that's too
Well, that's their excuse.
But there's clearly there's a spectrum of responses you can have to this. Some people just don't care. Maybe they don't see the need to. I think that the key thing here is to get the sort of understanding and start to see some of this revealed a bit more so we can understand it and respond to it more appropriately.
I was going to say, is there any kind of regulation of this? 108 third-party websites have seen the two sites that we've just taken a look at. Does anyone know about that? Is anyone overseeing this? I assume they're not just UK sites.
No, there is regulation that applies to this. It's not an area I'm particularly expert in, but certainly the European Union and the Data Protection Act, for example, that has been applied in the UK as a result of the legislation in the EU, tries to control how some of this information has to be treated, what can be done to it, what can't be done to it. But there's a constant sort of evolution here where the technology moves quickly and lawmakers try and keep up with it, essentially. So I think it's quite an active area at the moment. It's quite evolving quite quickly.
And very briefly, what do you see as the future of this? I mean, in a good light.
I think that it's about giving the people who want to, the knobs that they can turn in order to control this experience, and allowing people to share what they want to share and not to share what they don't want to share. At the moment, it's just happening outside of your control, essentially, and so there's too much going on without you being aware of it. Ideally, it would be up to you to make decisions about what you wanted to have happen here. And if that meant that you didn't care and you wanted everybody to see everything you did, that would be fine. And if you meant that you wanted to hide everything, that would be okay too.
Thank you very much. That's Richard Mortier.